Reading is for everyone. This is an audio recording of the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Fall 2021 Newsletter. News of the World, audio described movie matinee, Tuesday, November 9th at 1 p.m. Patrons, take this opportunity to come to the main library for a special showing of the movie News of the World, starring Tom Hanks. We will use the audio description feature of the movie, so patrons with vision issues will be able to hear a narrator describing the action and scenery when actors are not speaking. This allows a person to follow the plot of the movie, even if one cannot see the movie screen. Please consider joining us for our matinee. The library is located at 40900 Romeo Plank Road in Clinton Township. Registration is not required. CCTV for sale. Magnesite Explorer Model Color. Please contact Sandy at 586-291-5131. Vision Network Group. Connecting with other people who have vision issues can be a good way to realize you are not alone with your daily challenges. The Macomb Library for the Blind hosts a Vision Network group by phone the third Monday of every month. The phone meeting is moderated by our facilitator, Marie, and for 90 minutes, the group discusses issues that people with vision challenges face on a daily basis. Callers share solutions and experiences with one another in a friendly and informal environment. Consider joining our group. To contact the Library for the Blind, call 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274. Our email address is mlbph@cmpl.org. Our website, www.cmpl.org/mlbph. MLBPH staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Please leave a message on the phone after 5 p.m. and we will return your call as soon as possible. Kathy's Choice. MLBPH Library Assistant Kathy has some choice books to share with you. I would like to recommend the title The Bookshop of Yesterdays by Amy Mayerson. Miranda Brooks had grown up in her Uncle Billy's bookstore solving scavenger hunts he created for her. 16 years later, she is informed of his death and that he has left the bookstore to her with one final scavenger hunt. I enjoyed this inventive story with all the references to favorite literature and descriptions of bookstores and their treasures within. DB 92132. 11 hours, 41 minutes. Some strong language. I spent the end of the spring and beginning of the summer immersed in the subject of Winston and Lady Clementine Churchill. I recommend two books, Lady Clementine by Marie Benedict and The Splendid and the Vile by Eric Larson. The first title, Lady Clementine, is historical fiction, which focuses on Clementine Churchill, who had tremendous influence on her husband, Winston, during both world wars. From the 1909 incident at a train station where Clementine pulls Winston back from an oncoming train at the start of their marriage, all the way through World War II and beyond, she was his rock. They had a 57-year marriage where she was instrumental in pulling him out of many difficult situations. She was known for creating a statesman, but secretly had a lot of political interests of her own. The fiction story is rich with facts and stories of their interesting and often turbulent relationship. I enjoyed it very much. DB99128, 10 hours, 52 minutes. The second recommended title, The Splendid and the Vile, A Saga of Churchill, Family, and Defiance During the Blitz, is well described in its subtitle. This nonfiction book by Eric Larson is very readable in the style of the author's other nonfiction titles, like Devil in the White City, about the Chicago World's Fair of 1893, and Dead Wake, about the final crossing of the Lusitania in 1915. The Splendid and the Vile is an intimate chronicle of Winston Churchill's first year as Prime Minister, which occurred during the Blitz of World War II. This was a dangerous time for Britain, and the author does a wonderful job of interweaving the gruesome facts of war with the idiosyncrasies of Churchill's character as he relates to his family and political allies. He had very strong opinions regarding U.S. involvement in World War II. When the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, Churchill was relieved, knowing that America would finally enter the war. Eric Larson's style is often described as nonfiction, which reads like fiction. This book did not disappoint. After reading these two books, I found myself very enriched by this Churchill season experience. DB100054, 17 hours, 51 minutes. Reading Disability Certification Made Easy. Up until this year, if a patron wanted to apply for Library for the Blind services due to a reading disability, the patron would need the signature of a doctor of medicine or osteopathy on the certification section of our application form. Now, we have some good news to share with you. The National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, has implemented a long-awaited change to make it easier for people with reading disabilities to enroll for our services. Reading specialists, educators, librarians, and school psychologists are now able to certify the eligibility of applicants with reading disabilities. NLS has long made its services available to people with reading disabilities. However, an MD or DO was required to certify that an applicant's reading disability was, quote, the result of organic dysfunction, end quote. A 2016 Government Accountability Office report on NLS noted that it is now widely accepted that a medical diagnosis is not necessary to determine if a person has a reading disability. Before implementing this change, NLS needed Congress to amend the eligibility language in its authorizing legislation. This was accomplished in the 2018 Marrakesh Treaty Implementation Act and the 2019 Library of Congress Technical Corrections Act. The final regulatory step was publication of the new language in the Federal Register, which was done this winter. the legal language regarding the certifying authorities for any NLS applicant, whether it is a vision issue, physical or reading disability that prevents one from reading standard print, now reads as follows. Eligibility must be certified by one of the following: Doctor of Medicine, Doctor of Osteopathy, Ophthalmologist, Optometrist, Psychologist, Registered Nurse, Therapist, and Professional Staff of Hospitals, Institutions, and Public or Welfare Agencies, such as an Educator, a Social Worker, Caseworker, Counselor, Rehabilitation Teacher, Certified Reading Specialist, School Psychologist, Superintendent, or Librarian. Computer and Personal Device Tutoring. If vision issues are making it difficult for you to use your computer or personal device, such as an iPhone, our technology tutor, Marie, may be able to help. If you need ideas to make your Windows-based computer more adaptable, or have a question about your iPad, iPod, or iPhone, we will make an appointment for you with Marie so you can talk with her about your technology questions. Also, if you want to try out an iPad, we have one that you may borrow to use at home. It has built-in Wi-Fi, so you do not have to have internet access at home to use it. Book Discussion Group. MLBPH hosts a book discussion group by phone on the first Monday of every month, excluding holidays. If you would like to join in this fun and informal discussion, we will distribute the audiobook to you a few weeks prior to the discussion date. Please call the library for more details. Registration is required. Join us on the following dates: Monday, October 4th, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court by Mark Twain, DB 52560. Monday, November 1st, The Dutch House by Ann Patchett, DB 96739, also available in large print. Monday, December 6th, The Happy Bottom Riding Club, The Life and Times of Pancho Barnes by Lauren Kessler, DB 56787. Story Phone. We have partnered with our host library, the Clinton Macomb Public Library, to create a phone option called Story Phone for grown-ups. Just call 586-226-5006 to hear short stories, poems, excerpts, and more. In order to hear a story, you will need to press 4 for the Story Phone for Grown-Ups option. Options will change weekly and will be read by our storytelling team. This service is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A Minute with Marie. Need help to navigate the world of banking in a more independent way? The options listed below are fairly standard, although they may vary slightly from bank to bank. Check checks with raised lines. These checks can be ordered like regular checks in either personal or commercial size. Statements available in alternate formats such as Braille, audio CD, large print, data CD. Reader services. Bankers will read and explain statements and documents as needed to assist customers. Talking ATMs. Your own wired headphones can be used to access a talking ATM machine. Card sleeves. A card envelope can be provided into which you can slip your debit or credit card. The account information is printed in Braille or large font on this envelope. Your own bank may have additional services for you. take the time to call and discuss your needs with your bank. Updates from the National Library Service Western Midlands Regional Conference, May 11th through the 13th, 2021. A virtual Zoom conference was held in May, hosted by two National Library Service regions, the West and the Midlands, which provided the opportunity for library staff to keep up to date on the latest library services. Highlights from the conference follow. The National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, is conducting a study on voice-controlled applications. This would mirror something like a smart speaker, such as an Amazon Echo, that would allow a patron to say what book to download directly to their device. A pilot test is currently running with what are called lockdown smartphones to experiment with the concept of patrons using this device to request books that will download directly to their lockdown phone. A new talking book player is in the works as well. This player will be a successor to the current one and will be similar to operate. It will have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth capabilities and a port for charging the player. It will accept a cartridge like the current model. NLS is now able to add more foreign books to its collection. The collection will contain unique titles for adults, youth, and young adults. For those of you with BARD access, if you click on the foreign language materials link on the BARD main page, you will be given instructions on how to access foreign language books on BARD. One aspect of the COVID-19 situation resulted in libraries for the blind devising ways of reaching their patrons electronically, for example, through Zoom meetings and programs, or by phone, for example, through conference calls for book groups and support groups. These innovations allowed the library staff to stay in touch with patrons when many were isolated due to COVID restrictions. The Macomb Library for the Blind offers phone programs for our patrons. This newsletter has information on the programs, so please consider joining. We are just a phone call away. Bowlers Wanted. The Macomb Blind Bowlers will start their 2021-22 bowling season on Wednesday, September 8th. We are always looking for legally blind bowlers as well as sighted bowlers, scorekeepers. Our bowling season runs from September till mid-May, and we bowl every Wednesday starting at 11:45 a.m. at Fraser Star Lanes, 33042 Garfield, just north of 14 Mile Road. If you know of anyone that is legally blind or a sighted bowler scorekeeper that is interested in joining us or have other questions, feel free to call Frank Cunningham at 586-465-6694. Reader Recommendations. Beverly Lauzon recommends two books that our readers may enjoy. For mystery fans, try Gone by Lisa Gardner. Private investigator Pierce Quincy's partner, who is also his lover, is missing, as is the child whose case she's been working on. Then her car is found with bloodstains. Beverly says when you stay up that late at night to finish a book, you know it's good. The story kept her guessing until the end. 10 hours, 43 minutes, DB 61335. The book, Gone. This Scorched Earth by W. Michael Gear. In the days before the Civil War, newly minted Dr. Philip Doc Hancock travels home to Arkansas to see his family. All believe they have the world at their feet, but war changes their fortunes. After, they must count on each other to rebuild their lives. Violence and strong language. Beverly says that this is a wonderful book. It is long, and the language is strong and graphic, i.e., telling it like it was, but well worth reading. 29 hours, 23 minutes, DB 97213. Lawrence Robbins also has two books for readers to try. The Movie Musical by Janine Basinger. A film historian chronicles the story of the movie musical from Fred Astaire to La La Land. She analyzes the many ways song and dance have been used in film, with portraits of some of the iconic musical stars and insights into musicals, both famous and obscure. Lawrence says the book is about how movie stars were created by movie studios. It was really interesting hearing about movie stars before my time, like Al Jolson. People will enjoy this book. 24 hours, 22 minutes, DB 98081. The book, The Movie Musical. What They Were Thinking, Reflections on Michigan Difference Makers by Bill Haney. Haney takes readers inside the minds of more than a dozen notable Michigan figures who made a difference in sports, politics, industry, journalism, and entertainment in Michigan and beyond. Includes chapters on the following: Elmore Leonard, Ernie Harwell, Jack Kevorkian, Denise Illich, Milo Radulovich, J.P. McCarthy, Sue Marks, Joe Dumars, George Perot, Ed Cole, Jennifer Granholm, Carl Oglesby, and Ron Monchak. Lawrence felt this book was worth recommending, an interesting read. 12 hours, 36 minutes, DBC 05902. The book, What They Were Thinking. Phyllis Gramsa recommends two books as well. No Ordinary Time, Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt, The Home Front in World War II by Doris Kearns Goodwin. A portrait of the President and the First Lady during World War II, based on her examination of their papers and interviews with their friends and family, Goodwin analyzes the Roosevelts' adversities, achievements, and leadership from interrelated political, social, intellectual, and personal perspectives. Phyllis says this is an excellent book. The author is factual and writes well. It is interesting. 40 hours, 18 minutes, DB 39154. The book, No Ordinary Time. The Nightingale by Kristen Hanna. France, 1939. Vianne Mauriac sends her husband off to war while her younger sister, Isabel, runs off to Paris claiming an affair. Once there, Isabel becomes involved in the resistance. Vianne's home is occupied by the invading Nazis. Violence and some descriptions of sex. Phyllis notes the two sisters help in the war effort in different ways. It is so well written. The characters feel real to you, and the story goes into the heartland of France and how the war touched these people. 18 hours, 54 minutes. DB 81189. The book, The Nightingale. Senior programs offered through Macomb County. The Office of Senior Services is pleased to announce a new service being offered to Macomb seniors. Program volunteers are reaching out over the phone to connect with Macomb County seniors for a friendly, no pressure, informal social conversation. Think of it as an old-fashioned front porch visit over the phone. Interested seniors may call the Office of Senior Services at 586 469-5228. This program is free of cost to the participant. The Office of Senior Services also offers an opportunity for Macomb County seniors 60 and over to receive a free one-year delivery membership to Shipt. Shipt is an app or website that provides grocery delivery from your local stores via a local community of reliable shoppers. Shipt will deliver your order straight to your home. Shipt shoppers conveniently deliver groceries, pet supplies, and other essentials to your door from participating retailers. To sign up for a Shipt membership, please contact the Office of Senior Services by calling 586-469-5228, Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Please note that Shipt may not deliver to some areas in Armada, Richmond, and Romeo. Please refer to support@shipt.com or help.shipt.com to verify Shipt will deliver to your location. The Office of Senior Services is unable to assist with technical questions pertaining to your Shipt membership, payment, or orders. Finally, the Senior Project Fresh program offers coupons to purchase fresh produce such as carrots, tomatoes, melon, and even honey. Seniors who participate will receive a $20 coupon book to use at local farmers markets and stands from participating vendors. To qualify for the coupon books, participants must be 60 years or older, a Macomb County resident, and meet income requirements. Please call the Office of Senior Services for more details at 586-469-5228. SMART launches new transportation service. Suburban Mobility Authority for Regional Transportation, SMART, rolled out a new on-demand transportation service called SMART Flex in the spring of 2021. SMART Flex is an easy way to get around in Dearborn, Troy, and the Hall Road areas. With service running 7 days a week, you have the flexibility to get where you need and want to go anywhere within these zones. Book a ride straight from your phone and get picked up in minutes. Have questions about SMART Flex? Get connected with SMART by email support-smart@ndewithva.com or by phone 734-212-8429. Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee of District 11-A1. The Lions Outreach Committee has been collecting used assistive technology, AT, that they can offer to you at no charge through their recycle program. They have a variety of magnifiers and items for daily tasks for blind and low vision users. If they don't have what you need, they can help look for it or direct you to other recycling programs. Items will be distributed through your local Lions Club. To get an application or if you wish to donate an item, call or email Kathy McAdam at 313-563 1412 or mcmcadam@gmail.com. The Macomb Library for the Blind does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. Please call the library for your questions and comments at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. The library is located at 40900 Romeo Plank Road in Clinton Township, 48038. This concludes our Fall 2021 newsletter. Please return this cartridge in the mail so we can reuse it. Thank you.